We make this day, I'm sure you're all aware of this, as a day of prayer. So in every church throughout the nation, throughout the United States, this is a day of prayer. And I just wanted to pray something that was worth listening to, so I think the best thing to do is stop talking and read the Word of God. So I'm going to read the 7 lines in the Bible that talk about prayer, talk about us as believers. And let's read this as our opening prayer, dear Lord. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has the peace? Hallelujah. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Who stands here? Who has access to that faith? Hallelujah. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory. Listen to what God is telling us and what Paul is telling us. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Perseverance. But we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because we trust in who? God. So let's pray. Father, we pray for those men and women, those children, those families in Texas who have lost everything. We pray for them, Lord. But we look at your glory. We look at the love that we see produced there. We see people helping people, not concerned about what they make, how much the money they make, where they live, what they have in their house. We see people sacrificing their time and energy and everything they have to save those people, to go into those places that nobody else can get to because the waters are too high, and they took their boats and pulled them out of houses. We see so much love. We see people coming together. We see that perseverance, Lord. So we just pray for them that they see and they are aware this is a great nation of love. As the world watches what people are doing in Houston and all through Texas, they see this country come together, throwing all the problems aside, all the disagreements aside, to help one another. That's the way God called us to do, to help one another, to lift each other. We see that. We see that, and we glory in that, Lord. We just have hope in you, as they have hope in you, for this church, for their lives, for all of us, Lord. We just hope in you. You can change these things, Lord, and you're showing us the way. You're showing us the way through that tragedy, Lord. You're pulling out this beautiful blessings for these people to see. People coming together. Lord, I just pray that it stays a long time. I pray that the remembrance of this stays in our hearts a long time, knowing that this is what life is about. This is what giving is about and sharing is about. And I thank you, Lord, that in the United States of America, this is a day of prayer. And I pray all people preach the day of prayer and preach that peace in Jesus' name. As we celebrate this day in our church, let us rejoice knowing what God has blessed us with, and not what God hasn't taken away or the things that we need. Let us look at the things that God has blessed us with today and rejoice together. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This song is in your hymnal 565. If you want to sing along with us, can you be great?
Say that with me, blessed be the name of the Lord.
the tragedies of what the people who lost everything, and they haven't given up hope. We should be not giving up hope. We should be standing on that hope together. Amen. We should be looking up and thanking Him this morning for all that we have. When you look at all they lost, and there they are standing together, people helping people. They don't care how much money they made for a living. They don't care what they did for a living, what their house looks like. They went looking to save lives, save the animals, save the cats, save the dogs. We saw people saving horses the other day because people really care. Amen. And that's God's way. That's why we need to look up and not listen to man. We need to listen to God. Put your love.
Thank you. Please, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. How long, Mark Bush? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be seated. Let's enjoy the day together. Can I get an amen? Can we enjoy the day together, please?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. God. Thank you, Heather. You get these people all fired up. That's your job. Responsive reading, Psalm 27. Bernie, I didn't forget. We're praying for Bernie's brother. We're praying for Bernie's strength to go through that. We all know what it takes to go through that. So Bernie, we're praying for you. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You believe that? Teach me your ways, O Lord. If you believe that, take it today, because this is perfect. And lead me into the smooth path because of who? Hallelujah. And it's, "Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breath out of violence." Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Waiting is the hardest thing God asks us to do. I read that somewhere once, and I said, that is so right. No matter what you're praying for, that waiting is the hardest thing to do. But that waiting time is also the time where you really bond with God, when you're really talking to God, when you really start listening. Stop thinking about me. Stop thinking about the church. Stop thinking about what you thought, but you start talking to God when you're waiting on God. And when he answers that prayer, all of a sudden you believe. And when you believe, you make everybody else believe it. Amen? Understand what I say? When something happens in your life and you finally get that answered prayer and you feel so good, you demand everybody to listen to you because you believe now and they must believe. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's and this psalm is just so amazing, because what we're going to talk about today is just so amazing. "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." If anybody has been anywhere near a television set the last 4 days, you have seen the goodness of people. Amen. You have seen God's work. Amen. You've seen people who love went out and did things that they weren't afraid. Amen. The stuff in that water is unthinkable. The bacteria and the things that they're putting their life on the line to save other people. Amen. And they're doing it without fear. They're doing it out of compassion. Amen. And where do we find all that compassion? Right in this book. Amen. And then the sermon today, it's just so perfect. It says, "Adversaries. I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." He said, "Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me." Can I get an amen? Because that's what's happening today. And that's when you read this and hear the sermon and know that I had no idea what was in this going to be in this bulletin, you start to realize that there's a connection. Everybody in this church is on the same page. The people working for the ministry are praying, and they're on the same page because we didn't talk. But this is perfect. Amen. Amen. It should encourage you. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. How you feeling? Shake the dust off. George and Elaine are back. Hallelujah. I heard this testimony I want to share with you, and I don't know if you ever heard this one before, so pray with me. Amen. That you understand. I heard this song on the radio, and it made me think. And I had this wonderful conversation with another brother in the church last week, and that made me think. Amen. The song was, "There's holes in the floor of heaven where tears were falling through." And I heard that, and I know it sounds really pretty, you know, the tears falling, and it sounds wonderful in one sense, you know, in a sense somebody wrote that. But I'm thinking, God says there's no tears in heaven. How many tears?
None.
They are in paradise. These people that we've lost, our loved ones, everybody that you've lost, the Bible says that believer are in paradise. Amen? So there's no tears. The Bible says it's too beautiful for us to imagine where they are. There's joy unspeakable. No more pain. There's no more death. Amen? But the Bible tells us more. So I want to get into this a little bit, and I want to get into the Bible. Amen? Should I get into the Bible? What do you think? I think that's pretty good if we start reading His Word. One of the things I always like to go to when we do memorial services, talk about Lazarus, the beggar man, amen? The Bible said, Jesus said, that when Lazarus died, the angels came and took him to Abraham's bosom, amen? And I take that so beautifully. I can see when Lazarus, the beggar man, who had nothing, when he died, Jesus said that the angels came, lifted him up and brought him to Abraham's bosom. That might not be paradise to you, but understand, Lazarus had nothing, amen? Nothing. And he was to Abraham, the father of everything, and put him in his arms. Imagine that compassion that felt. Imagine the peace he must have felt. Amen. But it says more than that. Let me go on to read. So the rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Who did he see? He saw and he did what? He knew him. Amen. So the Bible's telling me right away, we're going to know people when we pass off. Amen. Now here he is. And he sees Lazarus, and he even knows who Abraham is. Hallelujah. So he cries out and says, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And beside all this, he said, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. So he's telling us about real places, amen? So I'm learning more now. Lazarus sees the beggar man and knows him, and the beggar man sees him and knows him. So we know now that we're going to know each other. I mean, I'm just reading out of the Bible. Are you with me? So he said, Lazarus said, no, the rich man says, then he says, I beg you. He's saying, now listen to this. Therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Who is he worried about? His family, amen? And he's worried that they're going to come to where he is, amen? So he's telling us that that could happen, amen? Jesus is telling us this story, so we must understand that that could happen, amen? And he's worried about that. Abraham said to him, listen to what he said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Hallelujah. That's kind of a story about Jesus too. Amen. Jesus rose from the dead and people still didn't believe. Amen. So it's telling us something very interesting. It's telling us first that we're going to know when we pass on, we're going to know the people that we see. Amen. It won't be a mystery. Amen. The Bible's saying that. Are you with me? And there's another, I'm going to stay right in Luke. Now listen to this. This is interesting too. Just kind of going by what I want to talk about a little bit today. Hallelujah. Then some of the Sadducees, these are Jewish people who denied there was a resurrection. These Jewish people followed the first five books of the Bible. Amen. The Torah. That's all they believe. That's all they read. That's all they study. And how many know that the first five books really doesn't talk about the resurrection? Amen. So they don't believe in the resurrection. So they're going to trick Jesus. And here's what they say. They came to Jesus and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife, raise up the offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her as a wife, and he died without children. Then the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as a wife. Jesus answered and said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given into marriage, but those who are counted worthy to obtain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore." Hallelujah. For they, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God. Hallelujah. The people that we loved who have passed on, amen, my brothers, my father, my mother, the people you love, listen to where they are today. They are equal to the angels, amen, equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Now, I don't want you to feel bad thinking that your father or mother aren't going to love you the way they did before. The people, maybe your mate passed and you're thinking, well, that's still going to be my wife. The love in heaven is so amazing. Amen. You can't understand. I can't understand it. I can only try to lead you to this point that love in heaven is going to be so beautiful, so perfected. You're going to love everybody so well that there's no need, amen, to have that marriage thing that we have on earth binding us. Amen. And you know, don't feel bad about that. Feel good about that, because that love is going to surpass anything that we've ever seen, anything that we ever felt. Our compassion, our giving, how we feel. Hallelujah. Amen. You're truly going to have that. Amen. But also know this. He never said that they wouldn't know each other. See, that's the thing I was getting at. Hallelujah. So we'll know each other, be together again. No need to go back. Jesus will be there. And this is the best part. This, we're talking about Jesus. Amen. Say that with me. Say his name. Isn't that wonderful name, the name? He is with them. And they know that we're getting there, amen? It might not be tomorrow, it might not be for another 30 years, but they know that we will follow someday, amen? So when they're in a place so beautiful, the Bible says we can't imagine, amen? And there's no tears, and there's no joy, and there's only peace, amen? There's no pain, there's no sorrow. They're living in absolute bliss that we can't even imagine. They're not worried about us any longer, amen? And the point that they don't have to worry about us anymore, because they know, because Jesus told them. They're not listening to Larry Crisilli, the pastor, or some priest in a church, or somebody else. They're talking to Jesus, amen? They're seeing Jesus face to face. And he's saying, don't worry, they're coming someday, they'll be here someday, and you'll know them, and I'll know them, and we'll all be together, amen? That's where we should start praising God, by the way. Give them praise, church. So here's, how many know God is the God of impossible, amen? To doing, and the Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. How much? Nothing, right, amen? Do you ever take that and hold on to that? There's nothing impossible with God. So if I say it's us who do the missing right now, can I get an amen? It's us who feel the loss, amen? We feel the sadness, amen? But the Bible says, as I said, there's nothing impossible with God. Things are all possible. All things are possible. And, say that with me, and who indwells inside of us? Holy Spirit, amen. So God is inside of us, amen. So we got God inside of us. Nothing's impossible. Our loved ones are in paradise. They know we're coming, amen. But, hallelujah, nothing is impossible. So where do we go to keep those beautiful memories alive, amen? But how many want to remember those we lost? Right here. Amen. So where do we go? Is it possible? What did I just say about God? What's it possible? Nothing is impossible. Amen. Say that with me. Nothing is impossible. So then it's possible that God lives inside of us, that we can go places to keep those memories alive in our hearts. Can I get an amen? And let me give you some examples, just so you can start following me. I go into the woods on a fall afternoon, a fall morning, and my brother and my father are right there with me, sitting right there with me. I start talking to them, because that's where we share. That's where they are, amen? That's where I feel them, the presence of. So I go there to feel my brother's presence. Can I get an amen? I go to, we sing at the nursing homes, and we always joke, but it's the truth. I sing Blue Spanish Eyes, or I sing some Jerry Lee Lewis, and guess who I see? My mother. My mother's there. I can see my mother. I feel her spirit listening to me, saying woo-woo like that, and listening and dancing to Blue Spanish Eyes. You see, her memory is there. I go there to find those memories. Are you with me? I go in my little boat with my wife, or I watch TV, and I see the Yankees on TV, or I see the Colts getting ready to play football, and there's my brother Petey sitting right there with me. He's in the boat. He's sitting there. And I tell you, I can hear him yelling at the TV set. I can hear him yelling at the manager, yelling at Girardi, and I can also hear him telling me, now he's not talking to me, folks. I'm not hearing voices in my head, but I can feel his spirit saying to me, take it easy, Larry. It's early. It's only the second inning. We're only losing 1-0. Jeez. I can feel that because that's where his spirit lives with me. That's where the memories are, amen? If I went other places, he wouldn't be there, amen? If I went anywhere that we've never been together, he wouldn't be there. Can I get it? You understand what I'm trying to say? I find him yelling at the TV set, go to where the memories live, amen? We had a friend, and this is sad, but this is what he needed to do. We had a friend who went to the grocery store with his wife, his girlfriend, his partner, all the time. Drove her and would sit outside and he'd wait for her. All the time. That's what he did. And then one day she passed, went off to heaven. Amen. And it was you, Greg, that you saw him. Saw him in the parking lot, sitting in the, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sitting here waiting for Donna. That's what I always did, and I feel close to her. I just sit here and wait. Maybe she's going to walk out, and I'm going to see. Now, that's sad, amen? On one hand, we see, but he was sitting there because if he went anywhere else, she wouldn't be there, amen? So he went to where the memory was the closest, where he could feel closer to him, her, amen? You see, so God gives us these things, amen? I truly believe that my God is like that. I might be crazy, but I think my God is so great that he gives us these things. Amen? Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I want to say this, and please don't be offended or please accept, because this is really personal now. So I'm going to really get personal. My daddy is at St. Mary's Cemetery over. We pass every time we go to the diner. I've been there once. One time when we brought him there. Sergio, because my daddy and I never went there. He's not there. We brought his body there. This is just me. This is personal. Very personal that I'm sharing. We brought his body there, but my dad and I never shared any of that over there. So to go there, to me, I wouldn't find any peace. I wouldn't find his spirit there because he's never been there with me. We never shared anything, amen? But I just want you to understand, it's what you need to do to go find these. You want these people, and I'm telling you, it's going to stay alive. Amen. Somebody says to me, Engelbert Humperdinck, right there. There's my mother. I took her to Oakdale to see Engelbert Humperdinck. All of a sudden, my mother's spirit's right there. I can hear her laughing, standing up, waving to him. Amen. You see, God gives us. You just got to find the places that you shared. Can I get an amen? You give me a fresh cucumber. So we go to the stand, and I break a fresh cucumber open. And my father's sitting right there next to me. He had the biggest, most wonderful garden vegetables. He used to sell vegetables back 40 years ago when he was alive and had the store. We used to sell tomatoes and cucumbers and all them wonderful things. So when I take a bite out of a fresh cucumber, Jim, my father's spirit is right there. I can see him smiling at me. We dug holes to put the plants in it. I mean, thousands of plants. So those are the places. When I drive by where his store was, I can feel his spirit because those are the places that we shared. Amen? And it doesn't matter how silly it sounds. It really doesn't. Hallelujah. How simple the places were. It's what you share with them that make them great. Amen. It makes them great. To me, it makes them great that I can remember and I can feel their spirit and I can see them dancing or see them smiling or see them laughing. Have my brother yelling at me for the. So it doesn't matter if it's in the kitchen of your house. Or if it starts raining, a thunderstorm, you remember sharing a thunderstorm. Or the snow starts falling, you get a blizzard, you start thinking, or it's too cold, or it's too hot. Or some song you hear on the radio, or some concerts, or some singers like Engelbert. Amen? Doesn't matter where it is, but go to the places that you shared. Go to those places that you can connect. Jim, my friend Jim, went to the grocery store. As sad as it was, it brought him peace because he felt closer to Donna. For those little minutes, he said, maybe she'll come out and meet me. And it's sad as it is, you see, God gives us a way. And I wrote this down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shared with them. It makes that great. Those memories will never fade. Trust me. Trust me. My dad's been gone 40 years. Amen. Those memories will never fade. Everything I've shared with him, when it comes, when I see a deer, I think of my dad. When I see the turkey, I think of my dad saying, I wish I could go turkey hunting. Back 40 years ago, Chuck, we didn't have turkey in Connecticut. So all these things that I do, when I get so mad at Joe Girardi that I want to throw something to my TV, I can hear my brother saying, Larry, it's only 1-0 in the second inning. I say, yeah, but look at what he's doing. Although my brother, praise God, sorry, Petey. How many know that this Peyton Manning, you ever hear of Peyton Manning? He was a Colts quarterback. Petey had this life-size thing, poster of Peyton. The whole thing was not a poster, it was the thing standing up right behind his TV. Full thing, Peyton would throw in the football. He loved that thing. The Colts lost the playoff game to New England. And Sharon, his wife, called me up and said, Larry, I saved Peyton. I said, what are you talking about? I said, Petey took it, went outside, and threw it head first into the snow outside. Said he was done with football, done with Peyton. She said, I had to go out and save him because I knew 2 days later he'd be mad at himself, see? So there you are. But you see, there's places you can go. I believe that nothing's impossible with God. I've never heard anything like, and my pastor never spoke about things like this. And maybe it's because I'm so sensitive. Maybe that's why I'm a pastor. But I believe that God has blessed us with things and blessed us with ways to keep the memories of those we love right here. Amen. If you go off and do things that they never did with you, they're not going to be there. Amen. But just enjoy them. But know if you're looking for that time that you shared, maybe it's a cassette. Maybe it's an 8-track. Maybe it's a band. Maybe it's anything. It could be a rainstorm that you remember, and laugh about it, and go and share that, and then you'll feel that spirit. You will do it, amen. God won't let you down, because nothing is impossible with God, amen. And God indwells in you in that Holy Spirit, amen. This is my God. This is the God of the Bible that I love. Give him praise. That's his testimony. Hallelujah. Let's pray together now. Lord, help us to feel it. Lord, we know by reading your word where our loved ones are. And we know how beautiful it is by reading your word. And you know you tell us that we can't even imagine. But we know, Lord, you tell us there's no tears in heaven. There's no pain. There's no sorrow because they're with you. And there's love beyond love that we can imagine. Anything, we can't even imagine the greatness and the beauty of that love. And that someday we'll be together with them and we'll be holding on to them and touching them because the word taught us that. Remember when Jesus came back, what did he do? He sat with the disciples and he ate with the disciples and Stephen touched him and Thomas touched him. Amen. Doubting Thomas had to touch him. But he sat and he ate with them. So we know we're going to do all those things again with those that we love. And we know that the love is going to be 10,000 times greater than we thought it was here because the peace is going to be so unbelievable. So Lord, we just want to help us to keep those memories alive in our hearts because we love them and you gave us that love and you gave us those to love. So Lord, help us to see today that nothing is impossible with you, that the joy of remembering will last forever until we're back then with them again face to face, Lord. You're just that kind of God. This Bible, this so love story that you taught us to see and to know and to believe, Lord, everything in here is for us to grow in ways that the world would never understand. Lord, but we understand because we love you and we trust you and we believe. We don't believe in you, Lord. We simply believe. So I pray, Lord, that this message, this testimony to you will lift their hearts and their spirits and give them something to think about, something positive to hold on to and something to so all these memories, Lord, because if I know if I have those memories and my bride has those memories, we all share those memories of those that we love so much and that we miss so much. And the way to bring them back is to go to those places, find those special places and enjoy those memories with those that we love because that God inside of us is so beautiful. We just love you, Lord, for all that you give to us who believe in Jesus' name. Give him praise, church. The Bible tells us something else, too. It tells us in 1 John, Jesus is saying, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Amen. Do not marvel if the world hates you. Jesus is saying. You know, there's a lot of hate outside today, amen? And I'm just telling you that they're coming after Jesus. The Bible tells me that, amen? I'm not making that up. They're coming after Jesus. The world does not believe in God. Amen. I'm talking about unbelievers. Amen. When I say the world, understand I'm not talking about the whole world. I'm saying there's a world of unbelievers out there who do not believe in God. Amen. And you all know that to be true. I'm not talking about atheists, because I think atheists, whatever they believe, they're not mad at God. Amen. That's the thing. You see, people who don't believe in are true atheists, they're not mad at God. They're not mad at people who love God. They don't care because they don't believe. Amen. But those other people have a hate for God. Amen. They talk about it. There's some people who hate Jesus. They won't accept anything that he says. Amen. They won't accept his word. They don't want to understand his word. They will judge what he says without the knowledge or wisdom or heart or faith to believe. Amen. That's what they're doing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, there is no hate in Jesus. Can we all agree with that? His word. What did he say on the cross? What was his words on the cross? Forgive them. Amen. So there's no hate. There's compassion for them. Amen. Hate God will hate what God teaches. But they do it out of ignorance to the word. Amen. They don't understand. Yet they look at us like we're hating. We're hateful people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good all the time. I don't hate anybody who disagrees with me. Do you? Greg? You don't hate, they disagree with you? You don't hate me, right? Because we disagree on things. You don't hate me. I don't hate you, right? We don't have that, right? I never thought of hating anybody who disagreed with me. I mean, if I had a lot of, anybody ever have anybody disagree with you? Or is just me and Greg the only two who ever disagreed in the world? Jackie, you ever disagree with Greg? That's because we're never right, Greg. That's why. I know that story. Should be in the book. I couldn't find it. I never thought of hating anybody. And I can tell you this right now, and I would stand on every street corner and tell you, my God hates no one. Amen. No one. My God hates nobody. My God loves the world, came to save the world, those who want to seek him. He doesn't hate. There's no hate. There's compassion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can I get an amen? No words can make me hate anybody. Somebody can call me any name they want. I'm not going to hate them. Somebody can say anything about my God. I'm not going to hate them. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for them. You better believe, amen. I'm going to pray for them. It's going to make me pray harder for them. However, hate destroys everything it touches. Can I get an amen? Hate destroys everything it touches. Those without understanding in God hate what they do not know. That's the saddest part of all. They're looking at us, oh, all the church wants is money. How many times have you heard that? Oh, the church hates gays. The church hates this. The church hates that. When did we ever say anything about hating anybody? Amen? Never, amen? But somebody must have told them one day that that's all the church is, and so they believe it, and they run with it because it's easy. I mean, there's no guilt in that, amen? There's nothing to hold them back. Well, the church is just talking hate against people. And I'm saying you missed it completely. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Those without understanding in God hate what they do not know. It destroys their soul and leads them to nothing. Amen. I have to tell you again, get personal again. And I know George and Chuck, the names that we've been called for loving something that we do in the fall, amen, going out in the woods with our bow and arrow. You wouldn't believe, Mary, the names that we've been called. I mean, the vicious names. People have smashed the car windows. People have destroyed the cars that are sitting in the parking lot. Wait, am I right, George? The names that, they hate us. I mean, this hate is so real. I don't hate them if they don't agree with me or do it, amen? But let me tell you how that hate is so real. I felt that. Hallelujah. The names I've been called simply because of others do not agree with my choices. Hallelujah. They disagree with my choices and they hate. Amen. It's so, you wouldn't believe it. Well, maybe you would. I mean, David, am I right? Some of the names, it scares you to have people looking at you saying things to us for doing what we love to do. Amen. I get it if you don't like to do it. I get it if you disagree, but where's the hate coming from? The unborn. Can we talk about that for a minute? I don't hate those doctors. Do you? The doctors that performed that operation? You know what I'm talking about, right? I don't hate those doctors. Why would I hate them? They're doing something they believe in. I don't hate them. Or the ones who are in favor of it, amen? I don't hate them either, amen? I wish they weren't, right? I wish they weren't in favor of taking the unborn. But I don't hate them for doing that. I pray for them, amen? I pray. And the person going through the procedure, Hallelujah. I pray for that person. Because time and time again, we've heard stories about 10 years later, 15 years later, what did I do? I don't believe what I did. I don't believe I could. And then all of a sudden, there's guilt. Amen? There's guilt inside them that we can't help. Is she okay, Jordan? We need a little water for Miss Elaine? Want a little glass of wine? No? Never mind that. Hallelujah. My heart aches for those people who went through that, who have to live the next day, realize someday when you wake up, realizing what you did, amen? Because that kind of pain is going to be hard to remove, amen? Because there's no words that are going to help that. But I don't hate them. Do you hate them? Is there anybody in this church that hates anybody? I don't hate them, amen, for doing what they did, what they believe. But imagine this. Let's just stay with me. Are you all with me? Okay? Everybody okay? I know it's a small crowd today, but stay with me. Imagine this. The angels came to Mary. Remember that story, Miss Mary? Remember when the angels came? No, that was different, Mary. The angel came to Mary and said, you will have a son. He will be Jesus. He will save the world. Amen? And then they went to Joseph and told him that. Amen? So that Joseph wouldn't be upset at Mary. Amen? And put her out. Amen? So the angel came. So I said, imagine this. Because I heard somebody imagining things on TV this week. And I said, let's imagine today. Imagine if the angel of the Lord came and said, your child that you're carrying will cure whatever disease you can think of. Think of it in your head. I'll let you feel. Imagine if the angel came and said, the child that you're carrying is going to have a cure for that. Amen? How do we know God was sending such a child in the world to cure that? Amen? How do we know that someday God will say, I had somebody, I was sending somebody to cure whatever you're saying, and you took him before he had or she had his chance. Amen? Hallelujah. Prayer, love, compassion, and hope for a better way with forgiveness. Amen? That's where it starts. Amen? People come into this church think we hate those people. We don't hate anybody. Amen? I pray for them because that pain is so real. Amen? But how do we not know that somebody was sent, a man or a woman was coming to save us from that, and we said we didn't want him. Amen? How do we know that? Amen? Imagine that. Would things would certainly change. Amen? Now, lifestyles. There's a lot of different lifestyles in the world. Amen? But we have no room for hate. Can I get an amen? The world is very clear. But I am not going to be the judge. Amen? I don't want that job. The Word of God talks about different lifestyles and how it can be harmful to your life. Amen? And those, I get that. But I'm not going to be the judge. Anybody here want to be that judge? Anybody want that job? I don't think it's over our pay scale. Amen? I don't want that job. So I don't have room to hate them. I don't have room to judge them. I pray for them. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something that the world's not telling you, unbelievers. There's millions of people in church today, living lifestyles that we might think are unacceptable to God, amen? But they're going to church every Sunday, amen? And they're praying to who? God. And they're calling on Jesus, amen, to help them in their life, amen? So they're going there. We don't hear from them. Here's one of the reasons I believe you don't see them on TV, hear from them. Because they understand God's word, and they search for His love, forgiveness, and blessings. I believe that those people, just like we are, if you had to be clean of sin before you came to church, every church would be bright and shiny and empty. Amen? Every place, St. Mary's, St. Patrick's, any church would be, you have to be clean. You can't be a sinner. I think the churches would be empty. Amen? So I believe that the world doesn't understand that there's millions of people coming to God, amen? Coming to church on Sunday, getting on their knees, asking them, God, for guidance, asking them for help, asking God to bless them in what they do, amen? And I'm not going to judge them because I see them praying to the same God I'm praying to, amen? We don't have room for hate. I believe they would not ask me. I believe that those people who live different lifestyles, who are going to search for church, search for God, serves you, would not ask me to do something off the Word of God. They understand that I cannot do that. Amen? They wouldn't come here and say, you need to do this if they're searching for God and believing God. Amen? It wouldn't be that person to come and ask me to do that. Amen? It would be somebody who is trying to attack what we're doing. Amen? Trying to put us in a place where all of a sudden we hate them. We hate no one. Amen? But we have to follow the Word of God. Amen? That's the difference. I believe they would not ask me to do anything like against this word or judge me as a hater for not to, because they're in that same church where you're sitting today, Fred and Nancy. They're in a church somewhere calling on Jesus with their arms raised saying, help me, Lord. Help me in my life, Lord. Help me. Guide me. Keep me strong. And God is hearing those prayers, amen, because he doesn't judge the sin, amen. He doesn't look at that. He looks at the heart of the one who's believing, amen. And you might say, well, they're falling short or they're sinning. One hand in here who's not done that this week. Anybody not sinned this week, not falling short this week, had a thought, anything? You say, well, I don't swear, I don't this. That's good, amen. But God says we all fall short daily. I'm sorry, but that's what the word says. So if we all do that, we have to understand so does everybody else, amen. But we don't hate. Can you say that with me? We don't hate. We're not a church of haters. We don't discriminate. We don't hate. Hallelujah. Unbelievers, those who hate God already, they hate the idea of church. Amen. They speak it out. They speak it out what churches are and what we are. Hallelujah. It could be the furthest thing from the truth they can ever say. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of what they don't know, they speak in abundance of ignorance, amen, calling us haters. When we ask everybody to come in, everybody to pray with us, everybody to stand together, everybody become part of that family. I don't look at what you do every day. If you go to the casino, I don't say you shouldn't go to the casino. I don't say you shouldn't go. It doesn't matter. You're doing it to God, amen. If you go to the casino and have a good time, God said, have a good time. Bless yourself, amen. But you got to know that if you're going to the casino and spending all your money, that you're not doing the right thing, amen. Nobody has to tell you that. Or if you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day, you know you're not doing the right thing, amen. Nobody has to point their finger at you and say you're a sinner. Say, I know, I'm dealing with it, amen. But don't hate them, amen. We saw a sign the other day, it made me laugh, I'm sorry, but there's a church in Bethel, they have bingo every week. Now what the sign says on the bottom, this cracked me up, cash prizes at the bingo. So people are going there and they're winning a couple $100 in bingo. Thank you very much. Where's your taxes? Oh, I didn't got no money. It made me smile. I don't care. I think it's funny. But when I saw that, cash prizes. Boy, they're really trying to get the people in to play bingo. Last time I looked, bingo was gambling. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe. But everybody loves bingo. Amen? Remember that? Cash prizes. Hallelujah. Unbelievers, those who hate God already, hate the idea of church and what we preach. Hallelujah. Thank you. It could be the furthest thing from the truth. Make no mistake. There's no forgiveness in their hearts. Amen. When people are going to come against this church, understand what God said. There's no forgiveness in their heart. Amen. Those people are going to hate us. There's no compassion in them. There's no forgiveness. There's no understanding. Can I get an amen? And what may be the worst of all, what may be the saddest thing of all, is when they attack us, there is absolutely nothing to be gained. Amen. Nothing. There is nothing to be gained when a church closes down, when somebody makes an accusation and people come against this church and what we're preaching, there's nothing to be gained. Amen. Nothing. For them, for those they claim to speak for, and for the world. Amen. Jesus told us these words. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Amen. And they hate us because they don't know us. They hate God because they don't know God. They hate the Word of God because somebody told them one line that was in the Bible that said something, and they've taken that to the bank every day without realizing what's on the page before and on the page after. But my Lord and Savior was on that cross we sang about before, and he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he says that every single day for us. Hallelujah. We must matter. Hallelujah. We must master the art of healing. Amen. We must master the art of communication. Amen. We must do that. It is not our way. It is not our way we're following. It's whose way? It's God's way. We must stand strong. Stand strong and know that God is with us. Give him praise, church. We hate nobody.
Okay, Brian? Good.
you, Lord. Hate. Jesus came on this earth, gave his life to clear our name, paid the price for us. How can that be hate? He stood on that up and got nailed to that cross for us because he loved us so much. Hallelujah. And then all he asks for us is to love him and do this in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Receive Jesus today, church. Renew him today in your heart. Renew him today in your heart and your spirit. Love this God who loves you so much, has blessed us with so much. Hallelujah. Who is not going to stop blessing us today. Hallelujah. Who is not going to take his eyes off us for 1 minute today. Who loves to see us prosper, to see us grow. Love him today, church. Take him in your heart today. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All things are possible for those who believe. Cherish that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you through each trial and tribulation, Lord, that we grow closer to you. That we learn how to wait on you, Lord, to be stronger. Thank you, guys. What he did for us on that cross, he did once for all. For all. And all he wants us to do is do this in remembrance of him. Let him look down now and see this church doing this in remembrance of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Father God, help us, Lord, remove any of the iniquities. Forgive us, Lord, for anything we might have thought or said this week, anything. The Word says we fall short daily, Lord, so lift us up strong today. Let us be cleansed before we receive the blood of Christ today. Let us receive this with hope, a new desire to be closer to God. Let us receive this in the healing power that it presents. Let us be cleansed to receive the blood of Christ. For your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for your long suffering for us. Thank you for waiting for all of us to get to this point today. Thank you that you know us by our name. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your word, your compassion. Thank you, Jesus, for your lessons and your wisdom. Hate does not exist in this house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that when we're attacked, we'll have the wisdom to speak those words, to communicate, to teach, to lead, to instruct, to pray for, to comfort, to guide. That we remember we don't hate. We don't fight back, we just lift up. We pray for those who come against us today, Lord. We pray for those who don't have the wisdom and knowledge of the Word. We pray for those who have no desire to know the Word of God, that they would seek you, Lord. Something in their life will make them seek you. Thank you, Lord. We pray for those people in Texas today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those people in Texas who are showing us the way, who are showing the rest of the world what love and compassion looks like. We thank those men and women who are suffering in Texas, yet they're showing us what kindness looks like today, Lord. We thank you that you show us. You show us that love. Thank you for what you did for us on that cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Pray that they find that wisdom. Pray they find that understanding, church. Pray they seek God's name. And they see God in Jesus' name. Give them praise, church.